The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we have a couple guests with us this morning. Michelle Kirk with Maryland Department of Natural Resources Police. And Michelle, are you by yourself today?
No, I have my supervisor, Bill Dixon, with me.
Oh. Hey, Bill. How you doing, man?
I'm good, sir.
Good, good, good. You guys have joined us before a couple times, and here we are on Youth Day. Let's get the part of where you guys can be found today out of the way, and then we'll talk about some hunter safety here for the upcoming firearm season. So you guys are in Easton today.
Yes, sir. We are at the Waterfowl Festival, and we are set up at the Easton High School. We are in the cafeteria. We have a rather large display. You can't miss it. I'm over.
Okay. All right. Somebody says, where's DNR? That everybody will know where you are, right? That's for sure.
Yes, you can't miss us. When the bus drops you off, if you take the bus, you come in the doors, or you can't miss
it. Okay, good.
We would love for everybody to come see us. We have a really nice trapping display. Bill's done a fantastic job revamping the trapping program, and he's got a whole bunch of traps that the kids can practice with, and then he's got his real traps as well.
Oh, good. Here, kids, stick your finger. This is a Connie Bear. Stick your finger right here.
He found a 3D printer and had some plastic traps made.
Yes.
So they're very kid-friendly, but they're actually just like a real trap.
And I think I saw some of those at the Trappers Expo in August, right?
Yeah, there was a fella up there that had some. You're seeing them pop up all over the place. They're really excellent instructional tools. Yeah.
Gotcha. Could I stop by for my Model 1911 that works if you have one of those printed up?
Yeah, they're coming around, right?
Exactly. So, all right, just kidding with you, folks. So, you're at the Waterfowl Festival in Easton. You'll be there through Sunday, I'm assuming, since the festival lasts all weekend. So, good. Very good. And so today's Youth Day, and I can tell you folks that, and our listeners, that Maryland, because of its excellent hunter safety program, has had very, very, over the last two decades, very, very, very few, given the percentage of people that hunt and use firearms and so forth, gun-related firearms accidents in the state. Am I saying, I mean, it's less than a handful, I'm thinking, guys. Tell me about that.
And like every year, it really, the primary focus is about tree stand safety.
Yeah.
You know, the rest, I mean, there's a whole realm of safety, excuse me, practices, but, you know, that's a maintenance value, right? So we continue to maintain our standards and teach the things that are keeping things safe. But what we see from year to year, and this is national, is tree stand is the majority of incidents where people are injured.
Exactly.
And, you know, so we have a real focus on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're taking things that don't belong in the woods and putting them in the woods and assembling them. And I mean, they belong there, of course, as far as, you know, hunting tools and things like that, but things that aren't part of nature, mechanical devices. You're talking about hang on tree stands. You're talking about ladders that either, you know, strap onto a tree or tree steps that screw into a tree. You're going to an elevation that if you, you know, law of gravity is still in effect. Isaac Newton was still right. If you, you know, you step off the side or the stand gives way or something like that, and you're not protected from a fall, you're actually going to hit the ground and you could be extremely injured or, you know, injured fatally to the point of, you know,
right.
So there are a few of those every year. Falls from tree stands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're right at a crucial point for the year. And, you know, this is Youth Weekend and there's people in the woods. Those people are doubled up, right? You know,
so yes.
You have, you know, fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and grandfathers and grandchildren out there doubled up, and they're maybe in double tree stands or in homemade stands sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
That extra weight and the extra loss of space and, you know, creates some hazards. And
yeah, no question.
So, you know, they should be mindful of that, but they're out there today. But the people who are preparing to go in elevated stands for deer season, this is it. This is your time to get out, practice, make sure you know your equipment, make sure you're reading your instructions, and make sure you rehearse with your equipment. And
that's
that
right.
You're ready and safe to go out
exactly.
For deer season.
With you, make sure you're checking them as well. Let them check themselves so they're getting that practice.
Right.
But also you need to be checking them as well.
Good point. Yeah, as one who's been doubled up in a ladder stand on a few occasions or a box stand or whatever it might be, you know, you're constantly reminding your young companion that, or, you know, your child or whoever it might be, that, you know, you need to be safe. You need to check that firearm. You know, and if you're in the ladder stand, is your harness buckled up? Or, you know, are you attached to the tree? You know, that type of thing. There's all kinds of safety checks you need to do while you're in the stand, and, you know, that has to be done. There's the excitement of the hunt and the anticipation of, you know, seeing a deer and possibly getting a shot, but you got to be prepared for it. You really do. And that was one of the things when I was mentoring my grandson as a youth. You know, we sat in a double ladder stand on occasion. We sat in a box stand. The box stand wasn't so bad, of course. No need to be strapped in there. Just, you know, just be safe with your firearm. But in the ladder stand, it's like, okay, you have your harness on. You got all the snaps shut. Are you clipped into the tree? Are you comfortable? Can you move? You know, where's your gun? Where's the safety? What are you going to do? And it was more about keeping yourself safe than anything else, because those ladder stands, although safe and safer than some, you know, you're still 15 feet off the ground, and you don't bounce very high when you fall from that height. That's for sure. So.
And you know, there's an aspect to youth hunting and doubling up in those two-man stands that is, you know, those things are kind of designed, you know, in a linear way, right? So they support weight in the center, but you are going to be off-center weighted. It's just going to happen, generally speaking. Have a child on one side and an adult on the other.
That's true.
The weight is not evenly distributed, you know, so
yeah.
You just need to be cautious of it. They're built for that, and if you're doing all the right things and you read your directions correctly, it'll be installed correctly, you'll be safe, but you got to be aware of those things.
Well, the main thing is the safety strap that wraps around the tree. The, you know, that nylon strap that holds the stand to the tree. Trees grow every year. You know, whether you think they do or not, and that puts additional stress on those nylon straps. And, you know, I've seen tree stands that the tree has grown around the stand, and, you know, you look down at the strap and you go, how's this thing even holding on? You better have a replacement strap out there and check that thing before the season, because, you know, that nylon could only take so much, and they do rot. I mean, they're out there they're out there in the elements 24/7. So, you know, it's always wise to replace those straps that hold the stand to the tree, and check your connection with that bar between the ladder and the tree too, that holds them out away from the tree. There's a lot of contact points there where something can go wrong.
Yeah, I couldn't recommend more that you know you replace with aftermarket straps, right? You know,
absolutely.
The things that come with it, the standard issue stuff, are they're suitable for the first year. But if you leave them out, if you read the directions, right? If you think that you're gonna leave it out there, the directions tell you like 2 weeks tops. I think 10 days. They UV and water will destroy those straps and make
no question.
Them safe.
No question.
And most most accidents, we talk about that kind of equipment as well, but happen climbing and descending from the tree stand, and people still, try to carry their equipment with them. Please use the haul line.
Haul line is the thing, that's for sure. Good reminder. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Let me tell the folks about some of our sponsors here, because that's what makes the world go around. That's what makes this show available to you. So, hey, look, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, there's one in this room, and we replaced that firebox with a fireplace insert, an Enviro EX35 remote control from Hearth America at Backyard Village. They did the installation. They've taken care of the service. They took care of everything from the hearth to the chimney, and we just have loved this thing. Set the remote for the temperature I want in the room. When the temperature drops, the insert fires up. When the temperature goes up to that level, it cuts off, and you can control that all from the comfort of your easy chair, just like I do. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or alternative heat source. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America carries gas, electric. If your housing development doesn't allow you to have pellet or gas or wood, they carry the gas, electric, wood, pellet inserts. And that's at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom. It's going to get cold here real quick. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. That's off Route 50 coming from the bridge at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sick of deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative's Concept Studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners.
Mil-spec Brayon truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-spec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
That's right. You do your thing, I'll do mine. Hey, Delmarva Sporting Clays, I was there last evening. Talked to Zeke and Steve Richardson, and they have been working on this thing for a couple of years now. They have a separate old-time shooting gallery opening soon. You remember when you used to go to the county fair or whatever it was, and you'd step up with the rifle and you'd shoot at the targets? Well, that's coming to the Delmarva Sporting Clays in a separate building. The new old-time shooting gallery. Our guns, our ammo. You rent the gun, you rent the ammo, and it's 20 shots for $10. Coming soon. We'll let you know when the opening is, but it's just like stepping back in time. They have put a lot of work and a lot of thought into this, and you'll be glad to shoot that thing, and it'd be a great fun place for the kids too. So I strongly anticipate taking both grandkids there, and as soon as they open up, and I'll let you know when the grand opening is going to be. So they're getting ready to open up. So that's pretty cool. Back to our guest, Michelle, Bill. Good morning. We stopped you there at the when we were talking about the haul rope, I believe, about getting your stuff up into the tree stand. And there's some safety aspects to that as well. You want to go over a little bit of that?
Sure. Make sure that, you know, you kind of anticipate how high, if you're in a climbing stand, that you're going to climb, or, you know, any kind of a stand, to know the length that you're going to need for your haul lines. And they make haul lines now that actually cover the muzzle of your firearm.
Right.
Because it's very, very important that, you know, you're going to unload your firearm prior to climbing up that stand.
Of course.
And, you know, that's going to protect that muzzle.
Well, that's a good thing. The other thing is don't haul it up muzzle first. Number one, I always tie my haul rope around the grip, the hand grip on the stock, or, you know, in front of the, you know, at the front of the stock, and pull it up with the barrel pointed towards the ground, unloaded, of course. And the day I shot my Maryland bear, the first day of bear season, the first thing I did was drop my 300 Win Mag in the dirt and plug up the muzzle about 4 inches in. So, yeah, if the bear would have come by at that point, he was safe. But, yeah, so I did the old find a stick and clean it out as best I could till I knew it was clear as best as I could. And then when I got back at lunchtime, I asked my host if he had a cleaning rod, and he did. So, but that worked out well.
You happen to make it by the Waterfowl Festival and come to our booth, we have several barrels there that are destroyed from blockages that people didn't clear.
Now, there you go. Yeah, you got to clear it. That's for sure.
Firsthand.
Yeah, that would be fascinating to see that. That's for sure. So, always a danger.
Not just your firearm. You know,
what's
you
that?
Haul all your equipment. You know, any of your equipment that you want to take up there.
Oh, that's true.
Brought up by a haul line.
That's true.
Not just your firearm.
Yep. Well, my buddy carries it. He carries a pack, and, you know, his lunch, and, you know, his firearm, and all that stuff. So I've never seen him get in and struggle up a tree, but I'm sure there's a, you know, the haul rope has got to be, you know, pretty strong. But, you know, the only other thing I put on my haul line is my I have a shoulder, you know, shoulder bag, which is pretty tight, and I wear that. But I haul my thermos up too. So that's you know, the thermos and the firearm. So. But, yeah, get a little creative with it and make it so that it's not so heavy to lift up and put yourself in danger. And it's you know, it's a little covered aspect, but we do it all here, that's for sure. The haul line.
You know, we're living in, like, the high tide right now of technology and equipment to make all these things safe. And
true.
There's a whole world of things out there that weren't available to us that people have been very – you know, ingenious in creating to make it safe.
Different. That's,
you know,
true.
It, haul lines now are not just, you know, a piece of parachute cord. They can be, and you can make them work, but they've got some gadgets out there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself, you know, to help you safely do it the way you're supposed to do it, and not just because it's inconvenient, you take chances.
That's,
you
true.
Know? And there's a lot of stuff out there. I really love the safety lines that the companies make now, and the aftermarket full body harnesses are very
sure.
nice.
Yes,
very
they are.
Light, full of features. You know, they
yep.
do cost you a little extra money. You know, but when you're trying to put on one of those strap style safety harnesses that come with your tree stand in the dark at 5 o'clock in the morning out there with your coat on, and you end up with your leg through the armhole and, you know, things wrapped around your neck, and it's very frustrating. And I think that's what makes people, you know, get take shortcuts.
I agree with you. I went that route for one season, and then I said, you know what, the vest style is going to work better for me. And then after that, Spider made one that had the harness integral part of your coveralls.
Yeah.
And that's the one I use, you know, and the limited fall straps that attach to the tree that slow you down. There's anti-fall harnesses that you can use that you're right about the technology. And it's not inconvenient to use. It's just adapting to it.
Right.
You know?
And if you, if one of them, you know, should you ever fall, and one of those, you know, the straps, they do save you, but that fall arrest system is now has to be replaced.
Yes, correct.
The series of, you know, loops that are on there have now been broken loose.
Compromised. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And yeah, the that holidays has to... are coming, and they make great, great gifts.
Yep.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah, long gone are the days where you had the nylon belt that you tied around yourself with the rope that you couldn't figure out where to loop it, so you looped it around your neck, and then you got up in the tree and you snatched the hook on the rope through the loop on the tree, and yeah, I've got a couple of those. They're now relegated to the title of drag straps. So yeah, so, and they do make a good drag strap. So
it is, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot to be read about, and DNR has a pretty good video online about using the climbing knot, the prussic knot, attaching the safety line to the tree, and then, you know, attaching your climbing line to the knot that will keep you from, well, it'll help mentally keep you safe that, you know, you're connected and you're not going to fall. So that's a good thing.
That's right. So. They're not, I mean, things are not too complicated, you know. They make them, the companies that make them, they know how to market them, and they know how to make them so that they're simple. You don't have to be a knot master, you know, to operate all these things.
Yeah, the knot's usually pre-tied in most cases. You know, you just install the rope and hook onto it. That's pretty good. So, very good.
Right.
Let's switch to safety on the equipment that you're actually going to use to harvest your animal. You want to talk about guns, crossbows? What do you want to talk about first?
Well, firearm season's right around the corner.
Well, it's here today for the youngsters.
Yeah. And always make sure, you know, the first thing that we teach in our classes when you pick up a firearm is you point it in a safe direction.
Of course.
And then check the safety, but the safety is a mechanical device that can and will fail. And they have to remember that. And that's why we always keep the firearm pointed in a safe direction.
Yes.
And make sure, you know, it's unloaded, like we've talked about, you know, no matter where you're hunting, if you're getting up in your stand, it should be unloaded. Until you get to where you're ready to actually hunt.
Okay, very good. Very good. You said about safe, you have it unloaded. You know, there are many firearms that have a magazine or clip, and, you know, you load the clip, you put one in the chamber when you're ready to hunt, and, you know, you always got to remember when you climb down, you got to empty that chamber. So pull that magazine out, stick it in your pocket, empty your chamber, and climb down with an open bolt or, you know, an open firearm so that you're absolutely positive that there's nothing that's going to endanger you. So. So you have
it's one of those things you need to be familiar with your equipment, how it works, how to properly unload it. A lot of this stuff you do, you know, in adverse conditions. You know, when you get something, you know, and you're at home doing it, you know, in the warmth of your den or whatever you're practicing, or, you know, but then you get out in the field and it's raining and it's snowing and it's cold and it's dark and
sure. And
you've got some gear. You've got a tree stand harness on you now. It changes everything. So you got to practice, and you got to know your equipment. You got to be able to do it, and your procedure is always to remove the ammunition, then clear your firearm. Right.
Right.
If you clear it, you can rechamber, and you think that just like you say, and you rechamber it, and you think you've unloaded it, but you haven't.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Bill
right.
Brought up. You know, another really good thing is the weather. You really have to pay attention to the weather. You know, we're getting into that season, you know, with the cold coming, and the weather can change pretty quick. You really have to be prepared for that.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And, you know, it with instant access to weather on your phone 24/7. There's no reason why you should get caught in some kind of, inclement weather. You know it's coming, unless there's just some absolutely aberrant thing that comes out of the, northwest or northeast or something like that, and you go, where'd that come from? You know, so, but 90% of the time you can pretty much predict the weather, what's going to happen there. So, all right, very
good. And if you are in a tree stand and you get that little bit of that cold comes quickly, and it gets wet, a little bit of rain, your stairs to your ladder stand become very slippery.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And back in the old days when we had wood stands, you'd get ice on the ladders and or on the two-by-fours or whatever, and you start climbing up there and go, oh, man, this is – and you go anyway. So you just got to be careful out there. Hey, folks, hang on a minute. We've got to talk about some of our other sponsors here, so hang on. All right. So Clyde Sport Shop is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227. That's Lansdowne or Harrelthorpe, just off Beltway exit number 9. I'll talk about a couple of high-powered rifles here with rifle season right around the corner. The BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown, the Browning Lever Rifle. This rifle quickly takes the down into two parts. It's got a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish and a matte stainless steel barrel. It's gray laminated, which is really pretty. Satin finish, straight grip stock with checkering. It's a pretty, pretty gun, let me tell you. Barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope mount with swivel studs and a true glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. Take a look at this firearm when you go to Clyde Sport Shop for a beautiful lever action takedown rifle. Pretty cool. Then there's the BAR MK3 satin nickel receiver finish, polished blue barrel with oil finish, grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering. It's a auto loader firearm and comes in a lot of different calibers, a high relief engraving, shim adjustable stock for cast on off and drop at the comb. Two beautiful rifles from Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. And let's not forget the shotgun shooting sports, the BT-99 trap-specific single-shot shotgun, and the entire line of Satori over-and-under shotguns for any type of upland bird hunting or sporting clays, trap, skeet, and shotgun shooting sports of your choice. Those are all from Browning, all at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sport Shop. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. ClydeSportShop.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde's Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back. Hello, Aaron.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there. So Chesapeake Seed and Feed have a new product called a Buck Muffin. A Buck Muffin. Have you heard about this thing? It comes in a tub. It weighs 200 pounds. It's about $180. But it's the equivalent of 20 salt blocks or mineral blocks or, you know, whatever it might be. And you just turn this thing upside down and dump that Buck Muffin out on your property. And, you know, no more corn, no more salt blocks. You got a 200-pound Buck Muffin there. And once they find it, I understand that it is amazing. You know, so, you know, it's being proven here on the Eastern Shore and highly recommended. So, well, very interesting thing. So put that in your search engine and Google or, well, yeah, search engine. Look for Buck Muffin and you'll be interested to see how this thing works. Back with Michelle and Bill. Good morning again, and thank you for joining us. So we were talking about iced up stands on your steps, on your ladders, or on your... But, you know, there are other things that that you need to worry about, too, and that is if you're, you know, if you're climbing up to a box stand, you want to watch the ice or any of the steps on that. I've stepped on those wooden stands already and had the step, you know, break. It's just something, again, that requires some maintenance. You know, you just step on there and the nails pull out, the wooden thing breaks or whatever it might be. So, it's always best to do the preseason check. For sure, and don't get caught. Go ahead.
It reminded me, Alan. It reminded me, and I was thinking about this on the break. So the Hunter Safety Program is housed in the Safety and Outreach Division of the Natural Resources Police, right?
Right.
And so every year, one of the things that we do within our program is compile the what we call the incident report of the previous year.
Yes.
This is available to the public. The public can look on the Natural Resources Police website and see the incident reports going back as long as they've existed. And, you know, it's a really interesting thing to look at. And, you know, it's just a document that produces each of the incidents that qualified for reporting and were reported to the Natural Resources Police.
Yep.
A lot of hunting incidents are really underreported, right? You know, we know that this is not necessarily an accurate representation statistically of everything that happens, but it is really interesting to see some of the trends in there. Overwhelmingly, they will be tree stand fall related, right?
Yes.
But there's still a lot of other things out there. You see a lot of health related incidents from, you know, dragging deer,
mm-hmm.
having heart attacks or things like that, you know, so it reinforces that, you know, you have to know your limitations, you have to keep yourself safe, you know, and this is not bad to check that out and just see, you know, everything that's happening out there and relate it to yourself.
Yep. And I just read the report from bear season about the people that were caught baiting bears and the felons that were out there with firearms that shouldn't even have a firearm in their possession. And you guys do a great job. You really do. So,
yeah,
you know, and you know, I tell people, you're not allowed to bait during deer season. You got to stay so far away from your deer feeder if you're feeding deer. Or empty it and make sure there's no issues. However, you know, if you do happen to have a bacon and pastrami sandwich for lunch, that's not considered baiting. Is
you
it?
You may have a bear in your stand with you.
That's okay. That's the point. No, I'm just kidding. On that. So,
yeah. Well, other than the youth day today, waterfowl hunting.
Yes. Yeah, we got a few minutes to talk about that. Yes.
Make sure that you have your life jackets, that, you know, you checked your equipment on your boat prior than going out, because if you leave at 8:30 this morning, that wasn't the time to make sure you had all your equipment.
Exactly. Yeah, last night in your garage is when you do that, that's for sure. So, mm-hmm. Night before. Speaking of that, are there still courtesy checks being done by Natural Resources Police or the Coast Guard or anybody like that?
For the boat checks?
Yeah, for the boat checks.
Yeah, I do know that the Coast Guard's still doing them.
Okay, yeah.
They are, and we actually, I called them a couple of times where I had some folks that needed somebody to come to their place and check their boat.
I see.
They were able to do that.
I got you.
They weren't able to take them to a check-in, you know, where they were doing them at, you know, certain launching gears. And they actually had some of their auxiliary officers that actually were able to go to their place
and
check their equipment.
Good. I got you. Yeah, that's another whole show is the waterfowl safety, that's for sure. I know we published in the Hunting Quarterly this issue some of the waterfowl stuff for Delaware, and one of the big pieces of that is boating safety, you know, about waterfowl hunting from a boat and what to look for, what to plan for. So it's always good to remind people that, you know, you're in a floating hunting blind, basically. So just be careful. That's for sure.
Water and weather changes everything.
It does.
Changes everything.
It sure does. And wind is your enemy, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
So I'll be on a bay boat on Monday. I'll be doing a sea duck trip out of Chesapeake Beach. So, you know, and that's another thing. On a boat, watch which direction your guns are pointed. You know, be cautious of your safety on a boat. Be careful of your partners where they're going to be swinging their boat. Establish firing lanes ahead of time. You know, that's the main thing. You can shoot from here to here. You can shoot from here to here. Don't lean across in front of your hunting companion and to take a shot at a wayward duck or goose. And it's that applies for ground blinds too, and goose pits. That's for sure. A lot of safety stuff there. So,
yeah.
Very, Very good. So, look, I want to thank you guys for joining us today. We're going to take our last set of breaks here and our last set of commercials and get out of here for the week. And we'll see you hopefully Sunday at the Waterfowl Festival.
Yeah, good luck to everybody. Yeah. Come out safe and get your harvest in.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everybody.
All right. Hope to see you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Michelle. Take care. There they go. Thank you again for your help on that. So let me tell you about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Indeed, it's the heating season, and they're covered up with people who want to get their heating elements done, their wood stoves installed, and their gas fireplace or their fireplace inserts, whether that's gas, wood, electric, or pellet. Same way with the pellet and wood stoves, the freestanding stoves, and you know, they have a variety of models and styles and so forth of all that. Just it's worth the trip, even if you're not in the market today. Maybe, say, next year. Walk through the showroom, take a look at the different models and styles, and you'll be glad you did. The Enviro, the Regency, the other top brands of the inserts, and then, of course, there's four or five different types of wood stoves. There's the cubes, there's the old-timey-looking things, and then there's the standard, you know, what we're most familiar with is the, you know, the sheet metal style. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's our sponsor. We hopefully will visit them and tell them about us when you stop by. Mention you heard about them here on the show. Hearth America has a Facebook page, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. The exit off Route 50 is 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And don't forget about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. If you're getting ready for hunting season, and we always mention this at the end, but let me say it up front. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, all hunting accessories at Clyde Sports Shop. They've got the muzzleloader stuff. They've got every type of firearm from handguns to long guns. And those beautiful Browning firearms, too. The BLR lightweight 81 stainless takedown centerfire rifle, the A5 Wicked Wing vintage camo autoloader shotgun, the over and under Satori's, the Maxis, the BAR. They've got them all and in a lot of different varieties and calibers. So make sure you stop by Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9 there in Baltimore. And that's Lansdowne Halethorpe. Phone number 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Applecracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Applecracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Applecracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Applecracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends, with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, just in time to sign off. Hey, remember, when you visit our sponsors, make sure you mention you heard about it on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. They're really glad to hear that. So appreciate that on my own personal account, too. So anyway, get in touch with me through the week. Want to see those youth hunting pictures, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the website or the email address for that. You can visit the website, too, ellisoutdoors.com, where you can listen to the podcast of the every week's show. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to Michelle, Bill. Thank you, Aaron, for your excellent board operation and phone call screening and getting everything coordinated back there at the station. And now remember your family. Family, faith, friends, freedom. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love the Lord. See you next week.